Welcome to the Spectator PM podcast. I'm your host, Aubrey Gulick, and I'm joined as always by my co-host, Ellie Gardy. So tomorrow is Super Tuesday, the long-awaited Super Tuesday, and a bunch of states are going to be heading to the polls to decide who is going to be in the primary, whether or not we're going to have a Biden versus Trump race or also Biden versus Trump race. It seems pretty obvious already at this point. So it's going to be, well, probably not as exciting as it's going to be hyped up to be, but also all we're going to be talking about. So in the last couple primaries, Trump has swept everything. He's won by a landslide, and Nikki Haley is still in the race. This is something I wrote about last week in my Spectator PM newsletter, which if you're a subscriber, you can get delivered to your inbox every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you should do that. But it's worth noting that in last Tuesday's Michigan primary, Trump defeated Haley by, 68.1% to 26.6%. Haley's best county was the county that has Ann Arbor and the University of Michigan in it. So the most liberal leaning county, and which is right next to Detroit. So Trump is definitely, it seems like he's going to also sweep Super Tuesday. So Ellie, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so everyone knows Biden's going to win, Trump's going to win. So what we're just looking for is to see by how much each of them wins by. So with Michigan and that whole uncommitted movement, we're looking to see if other states follow and if there is, solidified support behind Biden. And then when it comes to Trump, people are looking to see how he performs against Nikki Haley. It's not a matter of if he's going to win. It's a matter of how much he wins by. And there have been some concerning signs in the Republican primary for Trump. He's been doing notably worse among suburbans and college educated voters. So we'll have to keep an eye on how well Nikki Haley does and if Trump is able to improve among those voters.
Right. Although she even lost in South Carolina, which is a state that she was a governor in. And so, that's kind of a big deal. Meanwhile, in the Democrat primary, Joe Biden, he's definitely winning by quite a bit, mostly because he doesn't have any serious contenders in the Democrat Party. So in Michigan, he got 81.1% of the vote, but he lost 13% of the vote to this uncommitted movement, which is a bunch of, far left Democrats who do not approve of the way he's dealt with the Israel versus Hamas war. It's one of the few things Biden has been somewhat decent on, and they don't like it. We talked about this last week. And then I think the runner up from uncommitted was Marianne Williamson, who had suspended her campaign and then reopened her campaign a few days later.
Marianne Williamson is back in the race. So she left the race on February 7th. And then after she got 3% support in Michigan, she said, "Oh, wow, look how great I'm doing. I'm getting back in." And, she put out this kind of hilarious quote, saying why she needs to get back and because Biden is just so dangerous. And she said, "Some people would say, oh, Miss Williamson, you're delusional." And then she said, "I'll tell you what's delusional. What's delusional is just crossing our fingers and just hoping that somehow Biden and Harris will be able to beat that juggernaut of dark, dark vision." So she is the spiritual person who's going to come in and throw off America from the chains of darkness. So she is back in for Super Tuesday. So Biden will be going up against Marianne Williamson, as well as Dean Phillips, the congressman from Minnesota, who is waging a more centrist campaign against Biden.
Right. And his campaign is something more like, we should really have somebody other than Biden on the ballot. That seems like a good idea. And it's other than the name recognition issue, he doesn't have name recognition, right? He's not entirely wrong, though. And I think he's caught on to something. There are very few Americans who want to see, another Trump v. Biden race. The last time that happened, we were in the middle of a pandemic. It was wild. This election cycle is also wild, but for very, very different reasons. And I think people, they really just don't want to see that. But that is absolutely the direction we're heading in at this point. And short of a really, really major, event happening in August at the Democrat, national convention, or Trump getting thrown in jail or assassinated. Like, it looks like it's just going to be Biden versus Trump in November.
The dullest primary season to ever exist.
Right, right. And I mean, I think there are a lot of reasons for that. I've had readers, telling me that part of the reason is that voters feel defeated, right? Like, the elites are out to get the average American. I mean, they're out to get Trump. And if they're out to get Trump, they're out to get everybody. And so Pete said, according to this one reader that had emailed me, the reason people don't like this primary season is mostly because, like, they just feel like it's futile. And the fact that there was potentially a lot of voter fraud behind Trump's election in 2020, and that there's been, voter fraud that hasn't been addressed, like, that's also not helping. So,
yes. And on Tuesday, we have over a third of the delegates up and available in the Republican primary. And that's coming from 16 different states. But it looks like Nikki Haley will not be totally defeated yet. Anyway, I don't think Trump is expected to get the majority of delegates after Super Tuesday. So he'll have to keep going for a little more before he's able to officially secure that. Well, not officially, but almost officially secure the nomination.
Right. So, be sure to check back at the American Spectator's website for all of the coverage we're going to have on Super Tuesday. And this is the Spectator PM podcast. I hope you enjoyed. Come back next time.